Hello, and welcome back to the Marriage Supper of the Lamb podcast. I'm your host, Seth Bowman. I'd like to thank everyone for the overwhelming support now that we have officially launched the podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn and Alexa, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere you may get your podcast. It is now listed, and I think it's going to be a very, very big surprise for my mom, and she's just going to love it. So thank you guys so much. I also welcome you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and help spread the word. Let's jump into today's message from April 22nd, 1995, entitled, Today is the Day the Lord Has Made.
Hi, this is Sister Joe. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Today's a wonderful day to praise the Lord. The psalmist David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so glad to be on the airways lifting up and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And I can say like the Apostle Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And there's victory in Jesus today. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what circumstance you're looking at today. I want you to stand with me on the Word of God. The Word of God is forever settled in the heavens, and our God is a great God. Our God is an awesome God, and our God is alive today, and He'll give you a miracle today. We've got to stand in faith together. Yes, I know the signs of the time. Yes, I know the things that are coming upon the face of the earth and the distresses and the tragedies and every kind of thing that has hit families and the circumstances that have hit you this week, but I want you to take a look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who's well able to deliver you out of the hand of the devil, because the Word of God declares that greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. Can you shout glory to God? Oh, I feel good today being on the airways lifting up Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my soon coming King. And He said, sound alarm in my holy mountain. He said, proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature, and Jesus still saves to the utmost. Jesus still heals. Jesus still delivers. Jesus still turns circumstances around. Jesus gives you a miracle. Jesus is a miracle working God. God loved you today. He loved you with an everlasting love that He sent you. Jesus, He sent you His Word. He sent you the Holy Ghost. He sent you down here. The promise of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. And if you need a miracle from God, I'm going to lock hold with you today. I'm going to believe God with you today. And the Word of God says, if any two shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask their Heavenly Father, it shall be done. I want to come in agreement with you today, child of God. I want to believe God with you for the miraculous, because God is a supernatural God, and there is nothing too hard for my God. There's nothing that my God cannot do, and God is looking. He's waiting for someone to release faith in His Word, faith in Him. Take a stand in Jesus. Don't matter what's come your way. Stand on the Word of God. The Word of God says, put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. I know the devil has many strategies, and he has many cunning devices that have tried to come against you and to even take the Word of God out of your heart this week and take the faith of God out of your heart this week. But I'm going to encourage you that you have the promise of the Word of God, and the Word of God is forever, forever settled in the heavens. And God said, Jesus said his scepter is forever and ever and ever is a throne of righteousness. His scepter is a throne of righteousness. And you can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy today. Yes, you can. You can call on your God. We can fall into the hands of our mighty God. We can call upon the mercies of our mighty God, and our God will hear us. He will hear our cries. He will deliver us from the hand of the devil. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So what is your problem today? Is your back up against the wall? Well, stand up. Stand up. I encourage you to get up. Get up and stand on the Word of God. You are rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And the Word of God will stand for you if you'll take a stand for it. You can lay your life upon the Word of God. You can throw yourself at the mercy of an almighty God. And our God loves us today. Our God loves us. He loves us. God loves you. God loves me. God cares about what you're going through. God said the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward Him. And if you will get your heart sincerely sincerely turn toward God. God moves in sincerity. When your heart is crushed, when your heart is broken, you know God is near to a broken and a contrite spirit. And some of you this week, your heart has been totally ripped out. It's been ripped out. But God is near to those of a broken heart. And He sent His word to heal you. He binds up the broken in heart. When Jesus came to this place in His life, He'd grown up around His parents. And yet at 12 years old, He was in the temple seeking and studying the Word of God. And the Word of God says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And as you turn your heart toward God, your God is turning His heart towards you. The only thing that can separate you from God is iniquity, is sin. And the Bible says that if you will confess your sin, confess your faults. He said, if you sin, you have an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you could come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy, that Jesus Christ is your mediator between the Lord God, your Father God, in this world, that you go through Jesus Christ and ask the Father to forgive you in Jesus' name. And God, your Father, He'll wash you clean. He'll forgive you of all your sins. He won't hold a grudge against you. He won't hold a grudge and keep you away from Him. You know what He'll do? He'll gather you up in His arms and He will love on you. Because when Jesus went over to Jerusalem, He began to weep over Jerusalem. He began to weep because of the hardness of their heart, because of their unbelief, because they wouldn't accept Him, because they wouldn't accept the words of God. They wouldn't accept the word of life. They wouldn't accept Him. And He began to weep over the city. And He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her brood, as a chicken gathers her chickens, the little chicks under his wings. How often would I have gathered you under my wings?" And He wants to cover you under the shadow of His almighty hand today. He wants to cover you with His feathers. Psalms 91 says, "The Lord is a refuge." He's a refuge in a time of trouble. And if you're in trouble today, God will cover you in His feathers. He'll cover you in that secret place. The Most High God, He that dwelleth in the Most High God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Oh, glory to God. God wants to gather you up today. If your heart's been broken this week, God wants to mend your heart. God wants to move for you. God is still moving. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. God is healing. God is delivering. God is saving. God is setting the captive free. All across this nation, God is moving for His people. God has got a people. He's got a chosen generation. He called you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of God who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And God is still moving. And God is moving by His mighty power. God is an awesome God. God is a God to be praised. He's a God to be worshipped. I give Him reverence today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I fear my God. I know my God is real today. I know His power is real. I know His anointing is real. I know He still heals. I know. I don't question God. I know He heals. I know He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a healing Jesus. He's a saving Jesus. He saves to the utmost. Don't allow Satan to use the circumstance. Don't let Satan blind your eyes from the light of God's Word. God is a healing God. God is a miraculous God. He'll move for you today. He will move for you today. Let's put our faith in an almighty God. You know, Smith Wigglesworth, a great man of God, he came home one day. He was a plumber. He came home one day and his wife said, "You know, the neighbor has died. The neighbor has died." And compassion come over Smith Wigglesworth, and he began to pray the prayer of faith. And he began to pray for his neighbor. And his wife said, "Don't pray, honey. Don't pray. She's already dead. Don't pray. She's dead." And Smith Wigglesworth said, the faith that he had, he began to pray and bombard the heavens. And he began to pray. But he said, then there came another faith. And I want to tell you about the gift of faith today that'll operate through the Holy Ghost. That when you get to the end of your faith, God will lock hold of you and give you His faith. The gift of faith through the working of miracles, the working of healings, all the nine gifts of the Spirit will operate as the Holy Ghost wills. When you get to the end of your rope, hang on, hang on, hang on. When you get to the end of your faith, hang on, hang on. The Holy Ghost power of God is real. He'll drop His faith inside of you. God will give you the faith. He'll give you the strength to stand. He's a never failing God. You can trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And Smith Wigglesworth said that that faith dropped inside of him. He knew there was a change. He got to the end of his faith, and his wife was over there saying, "Oh, honey, you don't understand. She's already dead." He said there came a faith from heaven that dropped in his soul, and he said he went right through the heavens, and he reached right up into God, and something come over him, and it was called the gift of faith. And he went over to his neighbor's house, and he took that dead corpse, he took that lifeless body, and he took it out of the bed, and he stood it up against the wall, and he commanded life back into that body. And life came back into that body, because we serve an awesome God, because we serve a miraculous God, because we serve a God that loves you today, and he cares about you. And you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Don't look at the circumstance. Don't look at the problem. Trust in your God. He's an awesome God. Oh, there's nothing my God cannot do. Oh, the faith of God, it's a gift that comes down from heaven. It's by the working of the Holy Ghost. And you need the power of God today. We are living in the 1990s, and you need the love of God, and you need the power of God working in your life. And I want to play this little song. It's called Looking Through the Eyes of Love. Because if we can ever get a hold of the compassion of God, if we can ever get a hold of God and the character and the nature of God, that God is love and God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if we will start loving people, really having compassion on people, our God moves in love, because he's a loving God. He loves you with an everlasting love. A friend of mine gave me this quote this week. She said it was from Alexander Irvin, and it said, "There is only one kind of poverty, and that is to have no love in the heart." Oh, do you hear me today? There is only one kind of poverty, and that is to have no love in the heart. God wants to fill your heart with his love. It's not the love that you know in this life. It's not a lustful sexual love. It's an agape love. It's a love that goes beyond human reasoning. It comes down from the throne room, and God will fill you with his love. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and power. And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went around doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, because Jesus was the expression of his Father God, and God is love.
And I'm so glad that I've been given this opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you today. God bless you.
I really hope you enjoyed that message. If you'd like to bless Sister Jo with a card or note, she can be reached at Jo Bowman, P.O. Box 298, Walkertown, North Carolina, 27051. We will leave you today with the choir from Faith of God Ministries in Walkertown, North Carolina, doing a few selections from December of 1991. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Sing it one more time. Oh. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Shake hands with a few people. Make them feel at home. Tell them you're glad to see them.